This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Benson the rebound. 2 seconds to go. That will do it. Well, the dream ends here in Salt Lake City, but not without a fight from the Northwestern Wildcats. Their first ever trip to the NCAA tournament produces one unforgettable victory and, quite frankly, one unforgettable loss to the number one seed.
I don't know who that guy was, courtesy of Learfield.
David,
here on WGN on Saturday.
David Enat.
Yes.
Great call.
That was where it all ended for the Wildcats on Saturday in Salt Lake City. And we're very pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Northwestern Wildcats, who just completed his fourth season, Chris Collins. Coach, I thought, well, this would be good. We'll have you on Monday morning. You have a day to kind of let the events of Saturday sink in. Plus, we'll have you on. Duke will have won, so you'll be in a good mood Monday morning. I didn't get that quite right, did I?
No, but I'll give you a pass just because you're our guy. So plus I've been with you so much, I missed not seeing you yesterday. So
I know it was
just
weird.
Just to hear your voice, it feels like old times.
Well, it was a great time. I mean, it was such a wonderful season. I know it's not much consolation. You're not looking for a participation ribbon or anything, but the comeback, to come back in a game like that where at halftime, I think there were people even on the network saying, well, this game's over here at the half. What do you take away from that?
Well, I just think that second half kind of showed in a microcosm who our guys were all year long. I mean, we were a bunch of fighters. We were a resilient team. We were a tough-minded team. We got shell-shocked there in the first half, took a punch to the gut or the face, however you want to term it. We were on the canvas. There's no question about it. And we kind of just looked at each other. We're down 20 points, and we just kind of challenged each other to not go down like this. You know, that's not why we were there. We were there because we fought all year long. And to see the guys go out that last 20 minutes and leave it on the floor the way they did made me incredibly proud, but it didn't surprise me because that's the character and the toughness that we had in our locker room all year long.
Yeah, no question about that. The missed call has been rehashed. I think everybody's familiar with what happened now. But I guess it raises another issue, Coach, which is we have video replay in every sport. We have it in college basketball. It's somewhat limited, but it is there. Is it something, could you see a way that video replay could be expanded where maybe if there's a call like that, they could take a look at it, or a missed call?
Yeah, I mean, I think the goal of everybody is to just make sure you get the calls right. And, of course, there's human element involved, and those are some of the best officials in the country. There's a reason why there's a rating system. There's a reason why those guys get a high-level game like that is because they're highly regarded. So there's always going to be a human element where there's mistakes made. Of course, you want every call to be gotten right. I just thought and fouls are tough to judge because they're, you know, you could call a foul probably on every play with the physicality of the game. So you got to be careful with that. But, a play like that is just disappointing because to me it was very obvious. I kind of likened it when I was really young, when I got my first little Tykes hoop when I was 3 or 4. One of the first things my parents told me was, you can't go through the net to block the when I'm playing one-on-one with my little sister, they thought that's illegal. So I kind of knew that rule when I was very young. So obviously it was unfortunate. And, you know, I wasn't trying to get a technical. It was just an immediate reaction. I saw it clear as day. And it was just kind of a reaction when you see something stark happen. And unfortunately, the other three guys in charge, none of the three guys see it. You know, your initial instinct is to kind of jump up and react. So, you wish you could take that moment back and not get the technical there. But that, you know, it's the way it is. You got to live with the calls. And that's why they're officials.
Chris, let's go back to the toughness part of it, because you guys do a ton of team building in the off season. You take advantage of bringing guys together. Was there any point, I don't know, was the off season or during the year, where you realized that, hey, this team has that sort of toughness gene, or whatever you want to call it, where when we do get challenged, we're going to respond?
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of noticed it in the summer. Just the way the guys were carrying themselves, the swagger that they had. There just looked to be a confidence in them. I think they felt, you know, the momentum that we took from the end of last year where we had won 20 games. It was a nice start. Even though we didn't get to postseason, I thought our guys felt good about what we had done and just the way they were approaching the off-season workouts. I just sensed a veteran experience to our guys and a confidence and swagger that maybe I hadn't seen in the previous 3 years that I had been here. So I knew we had a chance to be good. And then I think I've talked about it. We played Butler early in the season, I think our third game of the year, and it was at Hinkle Fieldhouse. You know, I knew how good Butler was, especially at home. And, you know, the way we played that night, I remember just being on the bus coming back from that game thinking, you know what, we're a pretty good team. And if we can get this thing going and play well and get some wins, then, you know, we can make some noise this year. And certainly that's what our guys did.
And of course, Butler turns out to be one of the teams in the Sweet 16. You've played four teams in the Sweet 16. You beat two of them. You played five because Gonzaga's in there too. Played five. You came close against them. Three Big Ten teams in the Sweet 16 out of the seven that made the tournament. The ACC has one team in the Sweet 16 out of the nine that were selected. Do you look at this as a referendum on the season the Big Ten had when everybody was kind of saying that the conference was having a down year? Or is it just when you get to this point, the regular season is an afterthought now? This is all about what you do in the tournament.
Well, it is a lot about matchups, but I did say a couple weeks ago, you know, there was so much maligning of our conference all year long about how mediocre it was. And, you know, I did say all year long that, this was a very good league, you know, night in and night out, what you had to face, you know, not only the great talent, but the great coaches, the great environments. And you have to become tough if you want to win in the Big Ten. It's just no other way about it. You know, it's a toughness league, and it's really hard to win in our league, whether you're at home or on the road. And I had been saying for the last couple of weeks that I felt like once our teams got into the NCAA tournament that people would see, you know, that we had some really good teams in this league that had a chance to advance deep into this tournament. So I'm not surprised. You know, I think all of our teams showed out really well, and it was a testament to how good our league was all year long. And it's an honor to play in a great league. I think it's as good a league as there is in the country, in my opinion.
And congratulations to Coach on your new head cheerleader, Coach Fitz, because he really, really was out there. I think he lost his voice more so than you and Dave Ennett.
It was awesome to have Fitz out there. I mean, you know, for me, he is Northwestern. You know, he represents everything that's great about our school, you know, and he's kind of been the face of this place for a long time. And so to have him at the forefront and leading the cheers and to come out cross country, to come out to support us, it meant a lot to our team, meant a lot to me. He and I have developed a great friendship, and it was awesome to have him there. He's got a great energy to him. And that was what was special about the whole thing, guys, to be really honest, you know, just to be out there and just to see the waves of purple roaming the streets of Salt Lake City. And, you know, I took a walk a couple times and people just yelling, "Go Cats!" And to see how this whole run just brought together a great base of alums and fans and people that have supported Northwestern for a long time. To me, that was the most fun of the whole part of this journey.
Did you know that he was going to pop his head in the locker room when you were talking to the guys about getting ready for Gonzaga? I think most people have seen that video where you're like, "They're a good team," and he's yelling in the back, "So are you!" And your guys go nuts.
Yeah, I didn't know that was him. And I'm trying to talk, and this guy's like keeps interrupting me and talking over me. And then finally, he pops out, and his middle linebacker nature came out, and it was awesome. So it was just great. It was a magical weekend. Unfortunately, we didn't, you know, have a chance to keep it going. It would have been great, you know, to be able to be going to San Jose and playing the Sweet 16. We lost to a great team, but our guys should hold their heads high. I mean, it was a great run. What we accomplished, 24 wins, get to the semifinals of the Big Ten tournament, come within a couple of minutes of going to the Sweet 16. I'm just really proud of what these guys did, and hopefully this can just be the beginning of some more great moments in our program.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that.
And congratulations to you and to Dave, to everybody on the team. I mean, you played your hearts out.
No, thank you, guys, and appreciate your guys' support the whole way. We we love our partnership with WGN, and obviously Dave, you know, being there and the voice of the Wildcats, to have him to be able to call these games. It was a special run, and you know, let's dust ourselves off and try to do it again next year.
Final four.
That sounds great.
Final four.
Okay. All right, Carm.
Final four.
Easy
yeah.
there, buddy. Hey, Coach, thanks for everything this year. It was great, and I'm sure we'll see you soon. Hopefully you get a little time to rest up now and recuperate.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.